When you first set eyes on Thorpe Hall, your immediate thought is how beautiful it is. A large, imposing stone building set in acres of pretty parkland. But the Sue Ryder Hospice here is struggling. It's not designed to allow for practical care, and now staff are fundraising for a new purpose-built hospice just next door. I'm here to meet Suzanne from the team, who can tell me more.
Good afternoon, Sue Ryder Hospice.
Good morning, Tash, and welcome to Thorpe Hall.
Thank you very much. And you're going to give me a brief tour, is that okay?
Yes, of course it is. There's a lot of walking involved, and there's a lot of stairs involved as well, which for people who come in here who need our care, it really makes it very difficult to get around the building and to get outside as well.
And you're going to take me to a window where we'll be able to see where the new build is going to go, is that right?
That's right, this is our west wing.
And we're just looking out of these gorgeous windows here, and there's a lovely vista in front of us with a sort of walled bit of garden, and that's the plot.
That is the plot. Part of the project, again, was that we had to restore the wall which is going to surround the new hospice.
And at the moment, it is just literally a patch of land with, you know, some weeds growing on it. There's nothing there.
The wall's been there as long as the house, so since the 1650s, and that is now going to be the boundary wall for the new inpatient unit, which will, as you say, sit in front of us on the plot here, which is nicely cleared and waiting for the builders to move in September.
Hello, my name is Fern, and I'm a ward sister at Thorpe Hall Hospice.
Fern, can you give us some kind of clinical oversight as to how much of a difference the new hospice will make?
It's very difficult environment to work in. When we get the new build, we'll be on one level. We will have more time to spend with our patients rather than going up and downstairs trying to get medication. In the current building we've got, the doorways are designed in such a way that our beds won't actually fit out the doorway. And because it's a listed building, we can't actually change the doorways. So if we've got poorly patients that are in bed, they literally they can't move out of that room. Our new build will have access from each room to get into the garden. So if somebody is near an end of life and they want to be out in the garden, we've just got to push them out through the doors and there they are. And I think that's quite exciting. We're going to have a lot more scope with admissions. Somebody might not be able to come in because there's not enough female beds, because all the rooms are shared. We're having to say no to people just because there's not a female bed spare. They'll all be ensuite single rooms, which means we'll be able to say yes and help those people. The great thing is we've all been involved in the plans right from the start, but so everybody's going to feel like we've done this together.
Thorpe Hall cares for nearly 2,000 people every year. One of them was Andrea White's dad, Terence.
I honestly believe we wouldn't have had that year with my father without Thorpe Hall. That is immeasurable. My daughter wouldn't have had a Christmas with him. The picnics on the beach that we had, all of those memories that we still have, we wouldn't have had without Thorpe Hall. And I'm absolutely 100% convinced of that. They literally saved him.
Please help our Raise the Roof campaign to support other families like ours at Thorpe Hall.